So I have it switched on now, so we have to be careful about what we say and know that we are officially on the record. So now, okay. So yeah, so I got your notes in relation to the website. So that's fair enough. I think we've covered most of the issues, haven't we, in terms of what needs to be done.
Just on the last one, Declan, link to the database. I've created the Touch Base Pro. I've sent you a package.
You have, yeah, I got that.
Of the, what, if a person subscribes, then they get that. Well, I mean, we can jazz up that little letter.
Right.
But Touch Base Pro sits separately from the website, but it interacts with the website.
Right.
And then I'll give you guys logons to that if you want to go to the database.
And we can see that. That's fine. And yeah, I take your point on members' websites as well. So I just thought if people are signing up for membership, sometimes they, you know, like to have exclusive data. But again, I'm not precious about that, so that's fine.
That's the members area.
That's what?
That's the members area.
The members area, yeah.
Yeah, if we have stuff that is you would like members only to see, yeah, then we can just add another click, and if you click on it, then it says put in your certificate number or whatever.
Yeah. But I suppose, look, let's not make it complicated. Let's make it as simple as possible. So I think, you know, it was just a suggestion, so that's fair enough. In terms of payment portals, I think, is that so? If people want to sign up for membership, can they currently do that on the website?
Just to become a database, a new subscriber, yes, they can.
Yeah.
Obviously, for the certification system, that's a separate issue.
Yeah, well, on the certification system now, they will pay through the certification system.
Yeah.
So.
And then we'll do is from our database, we'll send once a year, we'll send the invoices, and they can pay by EFT.
Yeah.
Because most of the probably would be companies paying for members, and they don't pay by credit card normally. Well, that's my experience.
That's grand. Okay, and we can, and I've seen it, I use a package called Zoho, and there's a payment link on the invoice as well. So when we come to do that, you know, if we make it easy and you'll be at PayPal or Stripe or one of these portals,
yeah.
we can link that up and get them to pay. So that's but look, we'll worry about that next year when we have hundreds of subscribers and four of us staff looking after them all, you know. So that is that. Yeah.
Thousands.
Oh, sorry. Beg your pardon. Thousands, of course, thousands.
Yeah, but Declan said he doesn't want to become a millionaire out of this exercise.
No. I certainly do. I said I don't expect to become a millionaire out of this exercise, but I would like to be. Okay, so like let's be sure we're clear on that. A million euros, pounds or dollars right now would probably solve most of the problems. So it would be most welcome. And if there is a million to be made, I'd be quite happy to do that. So now, but sure, that's that. Yeah, just in terms of events and news, I was just talking to Patrick earlier in relation to... I think, and would anybody have any objections... If we use the events page to promote all events, be it CICM, be it NACM, so any credit event that's happening in the world, as soon as we get word of it, we put links up on our website just to be seen to be promoting them and supporting them.
Well, if you look at the events page now, I somewhat just included yourself and myself just as a starting point, just to give an idea. We put our own events up if we have events, and then what I said there, you may follow the following events, and then we can list them there.
Yeah, absolutely. But in terms of other associations and other things that's happening in the world, if they're credit related, I think we should pop them up there. Yeah.
No, I think we must be seen not to fight the others, but rather to give them traction for their members as well.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Now the one thing I was explaining to Declan, that this is a bilateral benefit. If we, you know, for instance, you know, you made mention of NSAM or ICTF, or quite frankly, FCIB is still in existence. It's just not very well publicized. If they have an event, we're happy to do that, but I want some kind of an agreement from them that they will also publicize the CMP and particularly this credential. And if they want a blip, you know, we can provide a blip that explains what the credential is and why it's in place and what its objective is. And just understand that with very few exceptions, and there are some, they will think that, okay, you guys are beginning, but we know you guys are in the market selling, and we know you're about growth and development, and it's going to be only a small period of time before you start eating away at our clients. And I want to reaffirm with you guys, my objective is not to take association clients. That's why I bought into this program.
Yeah.
The CMP is designed for people who don't have a home, who have one now with the CMP, and we can guide them into the next level of career development, which is to align themselves with an association. Now, if they come back to us and say, they got nothing that I'm interested in, can you guys provide it? That's a whole different approach. And then we come back to the board and say, you know, do you want to step into this arena? And then we can go on from there.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm 100% with you. Yeah.
Eugene, are you good with that?
I'm good with it. That was the from the beginning. So, but I think if let's say we talk to Philip and we say, Philip, this is an add-on. Once the guy has done CMP and he's in your catchment area, we'll send him to you. Or if you want to help us for that extra practitioner, then send them to us. I think it's a give and take on both sides. I don't want to be at war with anyone.
Yeah, we haven't sat down with Philip, by the way. I told him that there was something working in the wings for the lowest level of training and development opportunity. And when granularity hit, we come back to him. So before we get ready to go live and launch this to the world, we probably should take the major globalists. So you don't have to worry about the ACCEE. That's already been done. But the other associations that are out there, maybe Joseph could sit down with FACMA because he's got mates everywhere in that polluted pool of defunct executives. Who said that? I never said that. I deny I said that.
Okay, well your denial has been recorded. Go on. Yeah, so absolutely, yeah, and that's the main associations across Europe as well. And Patrick, will you have the conversation then with Philip if and when everything is up and running, which should be fairly soon?
I'd be happy to do that. You give me the word, you say, okay,
yeah.
The site's done, we're ready to go, and we should inform CICM.
Yeah.
I'd be absolutely happy to do that.
Yeah.
Give Philip a call and introduce it to him, let him know what's going on.
That's grand, okay. So, yeah.
Heather, just a question. Is Joseph not closer to Philip?
Closer in what respect?
Being colleagues and or almost house friends.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. I'll be very happy to approach Philip myself. Joseph is going to do it anyway. You can't stop Joseph.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
But I want to make sure what Philip hears and how he hears it. You know.
Yeah, and I think
my relationship with Philip doesn't need explaining at this point. Just to tell you that. Yeah, I know. Joseph loves to be the guy who knows everybody in the world, but knowledge in quotation marks has different contents. Let's move on.
Right, okay.
Yeah, I'll notify Philip, and Joseph is going to do it as well. So
yeah, that's great.
Whatever is
so won't come as a surprise. Okay. So resources. Let me see. What did you tell me on that, Eugene? In terms of, there's a tab for resources. So what resources?
I think what we agreed on is that Handbook of Joseph.
Yeah.
That will be the first freebie resource for a period in time, I suppose.
Yeah.
And I think what we do just below it, we'll list products that you have online or that you want to promote or that the ICM in the UK wants to promote. I don't think it's limited to what we have. We have to be seen to help the other guys as well.
Right.
And our members to send them to Philip or to Malta or to Ireland or whomever that's got a resource that they would be interested in or could be interested in.
Yeah.
Provided that we can some commission some.
Sorry, Charles.
I think we should have some reciprocal commission structure when we advertise resources from other people.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Well, everything works two ways. Yeah, I'm happy enough with that.
But that's obviously an integrity issue, because if I send them to the credit lunch in Ireland and the lunch doesn't send us a doggy bag, I would never know that they joined up there.
Yeah, bottles of Guinness tend to break in the post, though. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. Well, I'm sure we'll organise a doggy bag for you anyway. Okay, so that's grand. Then just item two, then testing systems. So again, just that we're all clear on this. We have the questions, the first batch of 100 questions and answers. And the idea is, and I'll have this set up in the next couple of days, so I'm hoping by close of business on Tuesday to have a first working prototype. And what we're aiming for is that in order to complete the test, there's 50 random questions picked from the 100 stock that we have. So the test that the participants will have to do is 50 of the 100 questions in one sitting. Is that okay? Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, and again, from being on to Patrick as well. So what we'll do is, it's either pass or fail. You either get 75% and you pass, you get 100% you pass, you get 72% you fail. Yeah?
Yeah, if you get 100%, then I would question mark it.
Well, the thing is, you make an excellent point. I was talking with Declan about this. I want to be able to go into the base and I want to be able to review each of the examination performances, to determine if there's a particular question. Well, the typical exam analysis that a teacher does at the end of the session, you want to know if everybody's missing the same question.
Yeah.
You want to know if everybody is blowing through a particular section of questions and very quickly, and you know, there's no thinking involved. That type of analysis. But certainly, if I get somebody that aces it, we will already have preliminary information from the application. We want to get a bio on that person. If you got somebody that's that clever, sitting out there in the middle of nowhere, going nowhere, we should probably step up to do something to promote that person.
Sure.
Yeah, it was.
So,
yeah.
Or we should take Declan for a leak on the question and answer base.
Well, I get a queue into Declan's bank account, so if we see inflows of cash in significant amounts immediately before or after an exam, you know, we got attorney contacts now in Ireland, so we can make sure that that doesn't continue.
Absolutely.
Under our process tab, we'll then put that link to the system and the process.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so that's grand. So And I'll get the link for you when I'm talking to him anyway, that we can set that up. Okay, so that's fine. So I say hopefully next week now we'll have that up and running, etc., and we'll be able to play with it and break it or whatever we need to do with it before we go live. Item three then, the company set up. Now, what I have done here is I have registered a business name, so at least the name is registered and it's here and it's official. But from an ongoing basis, I think we were talking about setting up a limited company and that we are all directors of.
No, you must just set the requirements.
So, yeah, so I can put the wheels in motion in that. Now, I have done some research, and in order to set up a company here, it costs €250.
Yeah.
So that's the cost. Yeah, and that's I the company I'm working with they'll do it all the registration documents, memo and articles, and all those good things. So they'll have that all up and running. So I suppose at what stage, and I suppose it's down to funding as well. When do we pull the plug on that, or do we all chip in £50 and go and do it?
I would divide up, determine what your costs are, attorney's fees included. Put a line number down, divide it by the number of players on the director's board, send us a number, and we'll get you wire transferred in. Tell us the currency you want it in so we can have it appropriately set, and yeah. We'll get you the money. At least that's my feeling. You guys have...
That's the game plan.
I agree and support.
Yeah, okay, well, look, I'll get advice, and I said it is a professional company, so they will be advised, so I will send you a note and let you know what the story is on that. So
how long have these guys been in business, Declan? You know, your mates there in Ireland that are doing this?
My mates in Ireland are a company called Omnipro. They've
been around for a while?
They are.
Yeah, they're not located in Estonia or...
No, it's Nigeria, I think. I think it's,
Declan, you're never going to get out of the hot seat. Never.
Ever. I know. I'm getting used to it now at this stage. I'm enjoying the heat. But anyway, go on. Okay. So then the launch. I know we're talking about January 17 anyway. But, like... Is it going to be a webinar, a fanfare? How are we going to let the world know? Is that just databases on an individual basis, etc.?
It should be introduced.
So, yeah, I think that's one way, but that's why I set up the TouchBase Pro database. So any databases you might want to volunteer, we'll put in there. And then we'll do a soft launch flyer as a newsletter from there to everybody.
Okay. Can do that.
Yeah, okay.
On the day we launch, somebody should, or several people from CMP should be available on a time basis to take the question. Hey, listen, we got associations coming out of our ears worldwide. What in the hell are you going to offer that these guys don't offer? And that is the golden opportunity to make the case that everybody's out there doing something for a big buck, and the potential for driving these guys in courses for the next 20 years. We have one objective, we have one recourse, and that is to provide people who have no other home a place to go to gain recognition, a potential certification to promote their career development, and with very little expectation beyond helping these guys make it into the mainstream. And I think if we focus on that objective, I think every one of the associations would be crazy if they don't support us, because it's just a marketing arm for them that they don't pay for today.
Yeah, absolutely. So just on that, I wonder, should we think of organizing an online webinar to invite them to come and join us and listen to, us in terms of what we're doing and what we're about? Would that be an idea?
I think the first one, what we should do is all these nice ideas that just express. I'll do the framework for a newsletter, and we put all of these thoughts in it, and we package it the way Pat just described it. I like that very much.
Yeah.
And then we use the database and we let it go out. So when people get it to read it, it tells them the story Pat has just told us.
Brilliant. Okay, that's fine. So at least that we'll know. And partners and sponsors then. I know we have some names written down. So is it just...
Yep. I didn't go any further because I wanted to first get the look and feel to the extent that, we can use it.
Yeah.
If Louis' girl comes up with a better website layout, then fine. But at least this one must do for the meantime. I don't know how long we're going to wait for the main website.
Yeah, but look, I'm very happy with what we have at the moment. Anyway, it'll be hard to improve on it. In terms of simplicity and professionalism, the photographs, everything is super. So that's grand.
Hey, so did Luis tell Declan? Sorry to interrupt. Yeah. Did Luis give you a target date?
No, because I know we spoke, Eugene, about, that 2 weeks, 2 weeks, and 2 weeks. So he said it'll probably take 6 weeks, but I haven't heard anything about the website. So,
sorry to continue, but, there's no, as a professional, I think Luis has done great things in a very difficult marketplace, and I mean him no disrespect, but, the concept of doing something in Latin America is very often referred to as mañana. If something else more important interferes with the day, it gets backburnered. We have something workable. It's going live. Understanding that we would have wanted to give Luis the opportunity to jump in and provide something, some type of support to this launch. The reality is if what we have in that website is acceptable to us, we should not be allowing Nayeli to continue wasting her time unless we intend to give her a clean shot to replace our existing website with hers, along with all the other marketing pieces that she proposes to prepare. So just bear that in mind. I would be personally really pissed off if you guys let me work for 6 weeks and then at the end of 6 weeks said, well, we like what we've got, we have all along, and thanks a lot, but we're not going to use it. Yeah. I would just be batshit in terms of my feelings about the CMP. So let's make it a hard decision. We're gonna let her come in. We're going to give her a shot at what she produces, and if it is indeed better, we're going to adopt it. If not, that's a different story. But... let's not say right now we're going to go with what we've got and, think less of it when it comes in. Okay?
Yeah, okay. But look, maybe we'll just, and maybe if you want, I can drop Lewis a note and just see is there progress on the website or whatever.
Yeah, that would be appropriate coming from you.
Yeah, okay. Well, I will do that immediately after the call.
My view has always been that, let's continue with what we've got. If what Louis is going to give us is substantially better than what we've got, then we switch over.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Excellent.
But I'll drop him a note, and I'll give him the link then to the recording and ask him the question on the website. So that's it. So is there anything else now? Any other ways to make the second million now that we're all together, no?
Yeah, we're 40 days from the election. Have you gotten my application for citizenship for Ireland, Declan?
I would do it pretty quickly now. We're all choked up with citizen requests at the moment since the announcement of Brexit. Hundreds of thousands. Honestly, no, that's not a joke. Our office is inundated with, because there's such close ties between England and Ireland, and if you have an Irish grandmother or grandfather, you're entitled to Irish citizenship and an Irish passport, and we have had tens of thousands. Oh yeah. And
I got thousands of cousins.
No, I didn't say cousins now. I said grandmother or grandfather on either side entitles you to Irish citizenship. And if I was in your shoes now, I'm not going to get into politics, but I don't think you could have picked two worst candidates out of the 300 million people you have. It's terrifying sitting over here watching both of them now, to be honest with you.
Sitting over there? Imagine sitting over here.
Mm.
Yeah.
No.
One has got Parkinson's, the other one is a liar.
Yeah.
At the very least, you know, I'm far away from the liar indicator, but I am very, very, very clear that judgment ability of these people is impaired so intensely that I would not want them making decisions in the Oval Office.
Terrifying. Well,
still going to get one of the two.
Yeah, there is a worst case scenario, and I told Diane, I said, you know, either Ireland or buying a mosque in southern France and you know, becoming a citizen of the world. I said, you know, this, if we didn't have Erica, I think we'd already be gone.
Well, Ireland awaits anyway, and you know you'll be more than welcome. So hopefully we will get you over here at some stage. Gentlemen, right, if that's it now, is there anything else, or will we just keep going? I'll be in touch with the tests next week, and I'll let you know about setting up the company to get that official and have yourselves as directors. And I think it's all systems go. It's been amazing even to see the website and see it's becoming real. It's fantastic.
Restate the January launch date. January
17.
January 17.
I want
to
flag it.
Oh, yeah, we put that in lights. Looking all forward right, to it, gentlemen. Okay, listen, we let you all go, and sure, we'll be in touch.
Thanks a lot for your work on your side of the reservation of the name and the registrations of the companies.
Oh, look, glad we can help, and let's take it to the next level now.
Do we need to make Murphy a director?
Go on out of that. Yeah. Listen, guys, take care, be good.
Cheers.
See you. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Yeah. Yeah. See you.
Bye.